Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.
Greetings. Thanks kindly for listening. Peace to you and yours. Scotty Reed. Peace to you and yours. Thanks for the opportunity. Black Talk Radio Network. Right on.
Right on. Right on. Greetings. Greetings. Queen here. Welcome. Welcome. Thanks. Sharing time, space, energy. Attempting to look at things another way. Look at things another way. Are you recognizing we are not in a democracy as taught? Are you recognizing that we are not in a democracy as taught? How do you cope with how things are? How do you cope with how things are?
What should your enterprise be? What should our enterprise be about?
If someone is deceiving, what is that about? Then what should the enterprise be? There's a word being used to describe this very incident of saying it's a democracy and it's not. The word is hoax. A hoax is a falsehood deliberately fabricated to masquerade as the truth. A hoax is a falsehood deliberately fabricated to masquerade as the truth. So what should one's enterprise be? What should it be? Another word to look at, knowing we're not in a democracy as taught, and that a hoax is being played on everyone, and one can say by everyone, saying this because many will say it's not a democracy. However, you make sure you vote. Make sure you vote. What should the enterprise be?
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. I'm called Tahuti. Also, justice, meaning no one mistreated.
That no one is mistreated, and including the individual.
Yeah.
Black or white.
And who needs help the most, receive the most constructive help.
Yes.
Remember, the idea is, we're saying justice means no one mistreated. Yes, we're talking about the individual. What I wanted to get to in introducing that is still keeping in line with the idea of words and definition of words to reveal truth is one of the ideas of the station.
It's important. Cut down on confusion.
And we're saying the purpose of Justice Radio Station is to present material which can be used as a start for a complete code.
When enough individuals use this constructive code, for thought, speech, and action will produce an environment, as Justice mentioned, where no one is mistreated, black or white, so-called.
And prayerfully, this collective effort will create pleasantness within and pleasantness all around.
Yes.
So, we wanted to look at three little things, actually, in context to 1619 Project and the idea of Mr. Lombard working to destroy the premise was a word he was using. He didn't want to really even entertain the premise. He wanted to destroy it. So, in light of history, politics, and the miseducation of us all, and the pursuit of truth, there's only one absolute truth. No faith, no hope, no stuttering as I express what I'm expressing. I am here now. Absolute truth, unquestionable.
I am means existence exists, and there is awareness of existence. That awareness is I. There's only one I am who knows of its existence. The all-knowing, all-presence, all-powerful, all-action.
So we're saying, always ask the question, is what I believe, truth? Because remember, if it's not, you might find yourself basically being controlled by other people's belief. Right?
True. That's what's happening.
So, we're saying, visualize this. Draw a line on a piece of paper, 3/4 the way up. And we're saying, this is what existence is, the source. Absolute truth, the only thing that actually exists. Truth and real is one and the same. If it's real, it must be truth. If it's truth, it must be real in terms of what's real. So, only existence exists at the top of the paper. Everything else below, just a figure of speech. They can't be a below. Right?
No, that's correct.
So, just you're saying, below the line is non-existence. Really, we're saying there's only one truth. That's something that we're taught. But
that's
question
true.
Everything that you're taught to believe, right?
Right, you have to.
So, after saying that, so this is explaining now our premise, the three
little things
one needs to know, three things need to know. So one, we're saying the source is only one truth, right, that exists, unquestionable.
Only one.
So we're saying then, who's the body? What is the body? The individual, the person, the persona, sometimes called the me, the you.
What we are identifying as the not self.
So we're identifying it as the not self. That triggered off a reminder of also one of the things we're talking about, identity.
Very important.
Yeah, especially the 1619 thought One time I heard the thought that it's African slaves, and another time we heard it was American slaves. So we're saying the identity is very important. So I'm looking at the thought of existence exist, and I'm aware of existence, and this is who and what I am.
Existence is infinite, eternal, complete, and that which is infinite, complete, eternal is who the I am is, that everyone referred to as self. I am.
This is before they put all the attachment and the baggage
afterwards,
on top of it, right?
Right. And then it just goes not correct.
Because think about this. We're born in a planet, it appears, spinning in space, rotating in space, infinite space, in all sides. Right?
Correct.
And then now, it appears that we're confined also to emotions, constructive, unconstructive. Right?
Yes.
Immature.
Yes.
I like him, I like her. Concrete intellect. But we're saying if not transcended, it could be a great impediment into any kind of, as you say, spiritual development, any character development.
Truth. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Confined.
So, but look at some of the nature and structure of it. We're also saying it's a wonderful human mechanism, this not self.
More sophisticated than spacecraft, yes or yes?
Remember, it's the father and mother of all gadgets that we love.
That is true.
But tell me, have you read manual, the user's manual? Guide. So if not, isn't it now accidentally now that you're really controlling it? You know, like your first video game without the instructions, you might accidentally press two buttons and X, and you saw the superpowers of the character in another way. But then now you can't remember what you did to bring it out. So
right.
That was accidental. So we're saying, isn't that how we're kind of operating without any true direction?
That's what's going on.
Like
and
even going on a journey?
Yes, without a destination in mind. And this is what happens when one does not have awareness of identity. And if you look at all the things that we've been saying and doing, justice has been in pursuit of identity. Who am I?
Right. And true love and happiness.
Everyone without exception in search of.
Right.
Yes. So identity.
But we're saying, though, since there's only one identity.
Yes.
What then is really happening? Right? Because we're saying it seems like everybody's caught up. Listen to how we was playing Mr. Lombard's show idea. I wanted to actually utilize that to kind of show how the preoccupation and having certain beliefs of being in this world as what's real could be a mistake. Because if you look like, if you're looking at now the nature and structure of the human mind, we're saying, you know, it's lacking. It has its own premise about itself. I think, so I am. But is that correct? Do I think so I am, or do I exist so I may think? Yes or no?
Yes.
So then, the nature and structure of the human, we're saying, still has certain beliefs about itself, and it looks outside of itself. Think about the senses, how it operates. It somehow exists to pick up the properties and the elements and the reflect the light of the images that we're perceiving, that we're seeing, and making sense of it is really what's going on. Information base that we're collecting and trying to understand the information that we're collecting. But we're saying, is any of it actually what it really appears to be? The idea of the senses is outwardly
focused.
Yes, in terms of how does the senses work.
Yes, yes.
It's not inwardly focused. It's
basically,
oh, look at that car. Oh, look at that girl. Oh, wow, look at that. Have you seen that? Somehow it's oriented to look outside.
That's correct.
Of itself.
Yes.
The point I was working to say.
Instead of within.
Exactly. And then you're saying, though, you see how difficult it is to even pick up and hear your heartbeat and how your blood flow. There's a lot of movements going on inward, but you see it's not so easy to sense it. Because we're to say the senses is more outwardly oriented.
So much so that one would easily miss breathing, focused, aware of the breath.
And also it can be tricked and punked to believe, because you check it never knows. It somehow always think. I thought this, I thought that. It never seems to know. So now it can be tricked and bamboozled. By now it thinking it needs philosophy, it needs a savior. And so within a society that actually don't mean you any good, they actually can give you a savior to believe in. But isn't that a type of controlling?
It is. And one will be correct to think about what is being said now. The only moment we ever really have is now. Something known as eternal now. Using words, definition of words that reveal truth, produce correctness, well-being, inner well-being, Justice Radio Station.
So we're saying, looking at the nature and structure of the human mind, it thinks in cause and effect, good, evil, right, wrong. Think about the words that we're talking about, because I want you to also reflect on the words that were being used in the broadcast talking about the 1619 projects and the different feelings and emotions that it was provoking throughout that broadcast, right?
Yes.
So we're saying, though, looking at the nature and structure of the human, it thinks in right and wrong, good and evil. Subject, object, separation, unity, time, space, past, future, here, there. But you see the contradiction in context to it thinks outside of the universe. It actually thinks it's now outside of the universe. But think about it. Remember we said only at the top of the line is existence and exists.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
So then how can there be a human that actually is
outside,
existing outside, below the line, so to speak, right? But
yes.
Think it's thinking like that, though. We're saying,
and being encouraged to think like that.
So now it believes I am lacking and incomplete. Therefore, I must seek outside of myself to fulfill, which result in perpetuation of my suffering. You get it?
Yes.
I believe I need certain frame of reference and guidelines to understand, manage, and give meaning to my life. So I create and accept religion or philosophy to believe in. Very important understanding when we say now the not self. Because now I'm realizing, hey, looking at the word orientation, what's the relative position of this human on this planet in context to absolute truth, the only thing that's real? I have to say, well, hey, this is actually an illusion. It's only happening in the mind. It's only happening in the mind. What is the mind? Remember, you can't see the mind. So we're saying, hey, we need to transcend this relative reality that we can actually perceive what actually is real and what's really true. And being caught up, as we're saying, in this preoccupation of war, this race mind.
Race matters, pettiness.
Right. You know, all the different intrinsics of the human interactions. Basically limited, and it's actually an ignorant intellect that we actually experiencing, which has not been able to transcend the pettiness, as you're saying, of the apparent world condition in order to see the larger reality, the absolute reality that lies beyond the apparent differences that seem to exist in the world. Yes, there are practical realities in the world to be dealt with in one's physical existence, but these are not to be accepted as absolute realities. For acceptance of these as absolute realities lead to bondage to them. Rather, an attitude of detachment, dispassion, and study should be developed so as to not be affected by either situation of adversity or prosperity. Since after all, these two seemingly opposite concepts are really two aspects of the same reality. One's mind is equally agitated in a state of joy as in pain. Both situations take the focus of the mind away from what's really true. Supreme peace. So the idea then, what we're saying, is to the social system that we're living in is manipulating the aspect of the nature and structure of the human, which is receptive to the wanting self-gratification of things, not realizing that everything is one. So these cravings need to be transcending. You know, the idea of all this emotion and passion, I did it for my man, right?
That's what happens.
Thinking that there's all this world of things to be had. So can I just say, get caught up.
Never get enough.
It's almost like an addiction. And they'll say, it's an addiction, I'm sure.
Sure.
Didn't they say we're all consumers? But we're saying again, too, the socialization, which we've come to realize that it started with an idea. White is good, black is bad. Rationalized, became manifested in the society that we live in through the different fantasies and myths that we're taught since early childhood. Dark boogeymen, the Santa Claus, Bunny Rabbit, Lane Easter Egg, the Black Cat is evil, all these superstitious stuff. Once internalized, regulates one's behavior. Remember, the social system is subtle. Listen to the different conversation that was going on throughout broadcast of how Democrat, Republican is thinking towards each other. Where's the oneness? Where's the love? Where's the togetherness? And these are people who classify themselves as white. So, further exploring the thought, we're looking at the social system, how it manipulating, subtly,
yes,
subliminally, deliberately, and how effective
yes.
it is.
Yes.
So we have anything to really add before we kind of like touch a little bit on three? Remember, said this is the three little things one need to know?
Yes. For these fantasies and myths, as Justice is mentioning, and you all know, learn, just effective, like second nature. And in order to change, just as you mentioned the word metaphysics, so it's looking at the metaphysics is, they even say, branch of philosophy. Just mentioning that the relationships now are actually happening because of a philosophy. So let's look at metaphysics. It's the branch of philosophy that deals with the first principles of things. We were talking about who am I, and looking at the source, existence. Only existence exists, and is all that exists.
It just came to mind too. Remember what you were saying. Could this be a part of the hoax of hoax?
Yes. It is.
Why?
The knowledge of self, knowledge of not self. Knowledge of not self is being perpetuated as the self. Also, knowing how the nature of the human is now create thought, speech, and action that will control, dominate, exploit the individual. There's only one. This all has to be focused, that nature and structure.
So you can say then what came to mind, because we're not scripted here. What came to mind is that then It's a political necessity to have things the way it is. We're all like Frankenstein. In fact.
My thoughts exactly.
Right? So we're saying that's why we need a paradigm shift.
Yes.
That's why we have to have a metaphysical, a mental physical, a metaphysical, a mental physical. Get it?
Got it.
So we're now changing our viewers, our values. I'm not saying throw away the Constitution. Right?
No.
I'm not saying throw away the Constitution, but I'm saying if the society that we're living in is not based on justice, remember, all that we have, life, love, liberty, if we don't have justice, the basic thing that we need to have to give value to all that we have, then we don't have nothing.
Nothing.
So
money.
I'm saying,
more valuable than life. We have nothing.
So we're saying, I'm not talking about get rid of the Constitution or change it to some social system. This is a lot of the conversation I hear that's being thrown out there. So now if you're an African, that means you must be voting Democrat. So that means now you must be socialistic, communistic in your thinking. And then now they put a brown face person in terms of the leader of the Democratic Party, so it's almost seem like I'm a part of it. But that's a hoax. Why would you want to just blanket everybody knowing that folks have flown planes? It goes back to the Buffalo Soldiers in defending this place. Nobody was trying to overturn it. We're saying justice would be better than what we have instead of the two-tier system that we've come to find out that is there. Right?
Deep state.
This deep state. But when did it start? How long does it go back? Because I think the deep state was always there, undermining any effort of justice and truth. And actually, I might add, having any kind of democracy as taught. So after that little rant, I had to say that. But let me conclude the thought about not trying to not have a constitution and a bill of rights. If the system is unjust, the laws can't be correct. What do you say, Queen?
That's true, they're not. They're not, but these same laws, everyone, in a system where the individual guarantee no one is mistreated, will be correct.
So we'll say, hey, we need a code for thought, speech, and action. The words is not correct. I was listening to the broadcast and a lot of words that was used. A lot of words, buckets and buckets and buckets of words. But do you know, a lot of the words almost don't mean nothing because there's no definition. Remember, what is education? What should education be about?
Education. Education is an ongoing process of learning. Learning everything one needs to know at the time one needs to know it.
And then remember, there's two type of education. One, that one gives oneself gnosis. Intuitive knowledge. And of course, acquired information, which is what we say the school system, the government school system is about. It's information. The real education is in the socialization. Because it tells you how to think, how to act. Remember, what time of year are we in now? It tells you how to think, how to act, how to dress up, what to eat, what to spend,
what to call celebrate.
Remember said every day is a holy day, a holiday, a holy day.
Yes.
So look out. Remember said if you're not basing your beliefs on truth, then you might find yourself being controlled by somebody else's belief. Remember, psychologically, socially, exploited, dominated, and controlled is what makes a slave. Remember, a slave is not born, he's made. And nobody can say at this time we ain't all dead slave. So it's time that I think we should check ourselves, each and every one, check who self is. Very important. I love Mr. Lombard, and I really love this broadcast to really reach his ears. Mr. President, know you like to be in the know. I'd love you to hear this broadcast, to really see that the love that I have for self, and realize that there's only one universal self, and that's who and what I am. So with this realization, I'm attempting to network with the only strength that I have, my individual immediate power, and the use of a code for thought, speech, and action that I can manage my behavior. So, I realize it has to be based on a principle. Can't be a person, never a person. So with this realization, I would like to go to 3.
Air engineering.
Liberation. Freedom.
Justice.
How can we counter this underlying deception that somehow we're all participating in? I know, because I've been a subject in it, a participant in it. But after realizing that I didn't have justice, after examining democracy and realized that justice is what was missing, the enterprise, like we began the show with, the enterprise now is how can we use words and definition of words to reveal truth, correctness, that we actually can have a true and honest conversation and realize there's only one self. So the idea of race, we have to look deep, deep within ourselves and realize that also must be one of these hoax. Because calling yourself a race, being a part of a race, is racism, is practicing racism. How are you defining racism? Can't be just, oh, I just don't like you. We know it's don't like you based on you being black, and only that, put in laws and restriction to dehumanize this individual. Stole all what they have, but most important, their mind, their psychology. Falsify their consciousness. And lo and behold, just like how crack was a plant and a political strategy, lo and behold, the opioids is doing the same thing. So you see how weird things are? So very important to really realize the deception that we're all in, and how we all being controlled and being manipulated.
With this idea that one is better or less than.
So what about the philosophy that whole one group better and the other one
not?
Right?
That's the philosophy.
So they were saying until that's finally discredited and abandoned, we'll always have these wars. Isn't that something?
Something.
So we're saying now, looking at the broadcast earlier, that this broadcast is piggybacking off to show the socialization process too, in the three things one need to know. There's no solution. The best I heard was we just have to be able to defeat them and not being able to let them come back. And I'm sure that's how the other side is feeling. And then lo and behold, there's already been a prediction of what the next hoax will be. But yet again, I don't know if we'll sort out this hoax of hoax. Isn't that something?
Something.
So we say the underlying deception and brutality seem to will continue.
Ongoing.
Unless, as the individual, as the I was saying, the individual guaranteeing
that no one is mistreated, including the individual.
Using a code now also for thought, speech, and action.
Yes.
To produce correctness, justice, peace. Then we can even move on now to say, hey, let's start doing this universal man and universal woman and child thing.
Excellent.
Pleasantness within and pleasantness all around.
Perfect.
Because we'll be able to now manage this mechanism. Remember, said wise call a human mechanism, it can create things. So, but we're saying, who should be in charge of it? Where are we experiencing things from, if not from inside? So shouldn't be you be in charge? But why isn't it that it seems so up and down, up and down? So we're saying, wage guerrilla warfare on the mind. See if you can throw the past out. Remember, said the memory and imagination is two of the things that create the suffering that we appear to be suffering. The past, all these emotions that it evokes. The country wasn't created in 1776. I guess it was 1619. All these type of, but none of us was really there. Think about it. Just evoke all these emotions. These are the thoughts we all found here already. Born on a planet spinning in space, remember, words already in place. Scenarios, stories. But most of the time, we don't question if anything is true. That's why we couldn't be lied to. Remember, we were saying how the nature and the structure of the human works?
Yes.
The mind itself have to be questioned. It's a liar. Makes up stuff. It exaggerates. So wage guerrilla warfare on the mind. See if we can transcend this relative reality. Understand that we can only have one head. So find your central theme. Clear your register. Realize that you are shapeless, formless, like water. When you break yourself down, strip yourself down, what actually is left? If it's not this omnipotent, omnipresence, omniscience, essence, source of all that is. I am that. Rush, I am that.
Identity.
Check it. This is a revolutionary time, a crossroads time, a crossroads time. There must be truth that everyone can acknowledge as their own. This is it. Think about feeding when you eat a banana, a mango. There's an essence that actually can take that and create this pop-up, this not self. Think about it. What is that? So we say, when you strip yourself down, isn't that must be who and what I really am? So what's all this race, this color? Mm-hmm. That must be androgynous, surely. There's no color. There's no he. There's no she. I am that. Think about that thought too when you said, I am here now. There's no future, past, present. Everything is right now. This is heaven. We can make our own way. As I'm said, I don't want to mash down no constitution. So please understand. I'm talking about justice would be better than what we have. But of course we don't know that because we've never had it. But we're saying, think about the idea of stripping ourselves down and see that all that baggage of hate, greed, selfishness, the power we're trying to hold on to, the diamonds we're trying to hold on to, the gold, the coal boat that we have 6-year-olds in, mining that we can have a smartphone. Are we really thinking about these things? 6-year-old? 6-year-old. So hey, join I. Reach back out to I.
Thanks kindly for sharing your time, space, energy. Looking at things another way. Asking, who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? As Justice Radio Station reminding, use words that reveal truth. Only existence exists and is all that exists.
So what are we fussing and fighting about again? Agitation of the mind. We're separated from supreme peace.
And it's a political, economic, social necessity to keep it that way. Mm. Keep it this way.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.
Countering. Not having a democracy as taught.
What should the enterprise be? After this realization, I say justice would be better than what we have. In fact, democracy is against justice. I am here now.